Hello, my name is Larry. Am I speaking to JH?
I am, great.
Well, I'm a pharmacist who has been requested to talk to you about your medications before you are discharged from the hospital. Do you have a couple of minutes for me to do that?
Well, great.
Now, your chart says that you're going to be taking a new drug, Flomax, and also to continue taking a drug, Atenolol. Does that sound correct?
It does?
Great. Well, let's begin by discussing your new medication, Flomax. What did your doctor tell you this medicine was for?
I see. He said it was that he was changing a drug that you had been previously taking called Proscar to this one.
Well, that makes sense. Both drugs are used to treat an enlarged prostate, also known as benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH. Now, this medicine, Flomax, works as an alpha blocker, which means that it works to relax the muscles in the prostate and the bladder, which then in turn helps to improve urine flow and reduce the symptoms of the BPH. Now, when you get your bottle, it will contain Flomax 0.4 milligram capsules. The instructions will read to take one capsule daily. It's very important that you take this medicine by mouth 30 minutes after eating the same meal each day. You'll also want to swallow this medicine whole. Don't break it, crush it, or chew it, or open the capsules before swallowing. Now, common side effects of Flomax can include drowsiness, dizziness, blurred vision, lightheadedness, or even fainting. And it's important to know that alcohol, hot weather, exercise, or a fever can increase these effects. So be sure and use this medicine with caution, especially the first time you take it. It's probably a good idea not to drive or perform other possibly unsafe tasks until you know how you're going to react to this medicine. One suggestion to help reduce the dizziness or lightheadedness is to sit up or stand slowly, now especially in the morning. Also sit down or lie down at the first sign of any lightheadedness or dizziness. Now, Flomax may rarely cause a prolonged, painful erection. This could happen even when you're not having sex. If this was not treated right away, it could lead to some permanent sexual problems such as impotence, so be sure and contact your doctor right away if this were to happen. Other possible serious side effects where you'd want to contact your physician immediately would include symptoms of an allergic reaction such as rash, hives, and itching or difficulty breathing, chest tightness or swelling in the mouth, face, lips, or tongue. Other side effects, serious ones, could include just chest pain or persistent sore throat. And again, if any of you were to experience any of those side effects, you'd want to call your doctor immediately. Now, do you have any questions about anything we've discussed so far?
No?
Great. Well, I need to also briefly review your Atenolol prescription. Now, the doctor indicated you've been on this drug for a while. Do you remember how long you've been taking it?
10 years, huh? Well, that is a long time.
Well, I'll just quickly remind you then that you're taking the Atenolol 25 milligram tablets to help lower your blood pressure and to treat hypertension. You want to take one tablet every day, usually in the morning, but be sure and take it at the same time every day. Now, this medicine can be taken with or without food. It's also very important to know that it's not stop taking this medicine suddenly, as sharp chest pain or a regular heartbeat and sometimes even a heart attack can occur if you were to stop taking it. So always give your pharmacy a call for refills a couple of days in advance before your medicine runs out. Also be aware that many pharmacies can automatically refill this prescription and even send you a reminder that it's ready, and I would highly recommend that you do that for this type of medication. Well, that's all I need to tell you. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
No?
Great. Well, just to make sure that I haven't left something out, can you just briefly tell me how you're going to take these medications?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Great. Well, what you told me about taking your medicines is all exactly correct. I also have some drug information pamphlets to give you for each of the medications, and these list a lot more detailed information about each drug. Now, if you ever have any questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to call us at the pharmacy or contact your physician. Thank you again very much for your time.